All right. Invite your attention to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. I'm excited as we start a new study today. And study is going to be, the theme of the study is going to be obedience. And that's the title of the message today, is obedience. And we're going to take a look at the life of Jonah. Excuse me. Would you stand with me in respect to honor the Word of God? Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. Cry out against it, for her wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we bow before you, thanking you, Lord, for your word, praying that you would open our minds and our hearts to receive, Lord, what you have prepared for us. Speak through me, Lord, that your message may be declared and received. Father, I pray that you will freely move among us today. That you would convict of sin, that, Lord, you would draw all men to you. That when we leave here today, we may be able to say, it is good to have been in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please forgive me. Are you excited about 2021? I am too. And the reason, you know, I've come to realize this week some things. Looking back, I've discovered one of my problems with the past year is I've focused upon things that I can't do. Have you done that? Well, you can't do this. You can't shake hands. You can't gather in large groups. You got to wear, you know, the focus has been of our culture, of our society, on things that you cannot do. Well, you know what? I want to resolve before you today. And the reason I make this resolution before you is you're welcome to remind me, okay? In 2021, I'm not going to look at the things we cannot do. I'm going to focus on the things that we can do. We're still here. Jesus has not taken us off this earth. And with that in mind, that means we still have a purpose, a reason for being here. And so one of the reasons that we're here is obedience. That's something you can do. Be obedient to the will of God in your life. And we start with the text. Now, the word of the Lord. More specifically, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. And when we speak of the word of the Lord, what we're talking about, it carries with it the authority that goes with the name. So when we say the word of the Lord, that means your ears should perk up. Right? Now, if you say the word of Doug Hambrick, you say, yeah, whatever. But when God speaks, we should listen. God, as He speaks to Jonah, is speaking with all authority that comes with His position in being God. He's not asking, and get this, He's not asking Jonah's opinion. Jonah, what do you think? I was kind of toying with the idea of sending you down to Nineveh to maybe do some preaching. How do you feel about that? That's not what it says. It says the word of the Lord came to Jonah. He's not worried about Jonah's opinion at this point. He's not asking Jonah, how do you feel about going to Nineveh? We're in a, you know, we kind of live in this feeling society, you know, and you know, don't upset anybody. We don't want anybody to be uncomfortable. God didn't ask Jonah how he felt about the possibility. He didn't say, "Jonah, let's discuss our options of what we might do." God simply said, "Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh." You see, and when you look at when God speaks from that perspective, what I feel doesn't matter, what I think doesn't matter, my opinion doesn't matter. It's all a matter of God said it, that's good enough. Period. You see, in our culture that we of where we are today, we've lost that. For example, when a police officer says, "Sir, would you step out of the car, please?" And the sir sits in the car and says, "No, I will not. I know my rights and I'm not getting out of this car." Well, first thing, you're a dummy. The man's got a gun. He's the authority. And I say that in Christian love, okay? But there's this rebellion that is rooted in our culture that says, "I know my rights. I don't want to." Children today, you know, have you ever heard kids say, "I don't have to mind you. You're not my daddy." It makes me want to be their daddy for about 5 minutes. Right? And you know I love children too. But there's this natural rebellion. But we have to understand, when the Lord says, time for rebellion is over. God says, do it. It's our place to do it. For example, in the Bible, it says, we're told in the Word of God, love your neighbor as yourself. My opinion doesn't matter. Your conduct does not matter. I'm commanded to love you. Period. End of conversation. Makes sense, right? The church, we're told to go and make disciples. Not, what do you think about starting a ministry of going out and possibly making... No! It says go! There's no open discussion. And I'll tell you something else. We can look at... You agree. What's in here is the Word of God, right? Not up for discussion. Not up for some kind of justification. And it's the Word of God. God said what He meant and He meant what He said. But I want to tell you something else. God still speaks to people. Do you know that? He still, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this is not important. Yes, our obedience to the Word of God is important. However, your obedience to listen to God when He speaks to you is equally important. For example, did you know God still calls men to preach? God still calls deacons. God still calls teachers of Sunday school classes. God still calls servants of every kind. And what I want you to understand today is that when God calls, He calls with all authority. He's the God of the universe. This is not up for discussion. So when God says, go, preach my word, He's talking to you. That's your responsibility. Don't try to justify it before God. Say, God, I'm not feeling it. God doesn't care. He's God. Answer the call. That was Jonah's problem. God called to give Jonah a special assignment. And that assignment was, go to Nineveh. Not that hard, right? Not that complicated. Go to Nineveh and cry out against it. If you'll know the message that he was supposed to declare in Nineveh, you look in chapter 3 at verse 4 where it says 40 days. 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now imagine if you have somebody come to Russellville and say, 40 days, city of Russellville will be overthrown. That was, you know, you'd probably look at it, what's this nut doing? Well, in that day, men of God, it was not unusual for prophets of God to have a direct word from God, and people respected it as such. Okay? So Jonah's mission, go preach to Nineveh. And the reason that he was supposed to preach to Nineveh is because they were a wicked city. But the thing about it, their wickedness, even though they were wicked, God still had a heart for those people. Really? God loves wicked people? Yes, He does. I'm going to say that once again. God loves wicked people. He does not love their wickedness, but He loves the people behind the wickedness. Okay? And out of concern and out of love for Nineveh, God sends Jonah to preach with the desire that this city of Nineveh repent and turn back to Him. Makes sense, right? Isn't that the point of preaching? Well, see, Jonah had not come to grips with that. Jonah does not realize at this point that they're not going to repent if they don't have a preacher. And let's stop with that thought right there just a moment. Do you realize God has a special purpose for you at this point in your life? You're not here by accident. You're not, others are not called and you're just here to support. No, God has a ministry for you. Okay? He's called you. And if you do not do what God has called you to do, others will suffer because of it. Romans 10:14, how shall they call on Him whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You can fill that in. Sunday school teachers, how will people be taught to be disciples for God, for Jesus Christ, if they don't have a teacher? How will our children grow up with a knowledge of the Scriptures if they don't have a teacher? You see, if we do not fulfill our calling, others are going to suffer because of it. You see, you have to understand there's a great responsibility there. But here's the problem with Jonah. It's not that Jonah is afraid to preach. It's not that he doesn't want to preach. But Jonah, at this point, does not appreciate his audience. You see, today, I want you to come to grips with the fact that if you're in this service today, God has a mission for you. If you're watching at home via the internet and you think, well, I'm at the, you know, a lot of our seniors are still staying at home, and rightfully so. But I want to tell everybody here, God's not finished with you. If He was, He'd take you to glory. So, the challenge is, will you answer God's call? Jonah's answer was, no, I will not go. No, I will not go. As a matter of fact, it says that Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. Now, imagine this. Nineveh is 550 miles in one direction. Tarshish is 2,500 miles in the opposite direction. A lot farther. A lot easier just to go do what God told him to do, right? But we never take the easy route. Jonah knew that he couldn't just say no to God. So, he thought, I'm going to get on a boat. And I'm going to, and if you'll notice in the text, it says this. He said, I'm going to go from the presence of the Lord. What's he doing? He's not running from Nineveh. He's running from God. And his idea is, I'll just run and get so far away, 2,500 miles away, God won't find me there. Hello, he's God. He's everywhere. You cannot hide from God, even though many of us try. You know, a lot of people will, oh, I won't go to church. And, you know, and the reason they won't go to church is because they have to deal with their sin. Well, I want to tell you something. You're going to have to deal with your sin, whether it's in church or out there. God can bring you to the point where you have to deal with it, right? As a matter of fact, he can prepare a big fish to let you spend a little leisure time in the belly. We'll get into that a little later on. But, you know, this image that God, you know, God can't get me over here. We've got that. God can't reach me over here because, no, he can. He knows exactly where you are, what you're doing, why you're there. And he has the ability to bring you back. It's funny. You're going to find that as we continue this study that Jonah winds up being thrown overboard of this ship. The big fish swallows him. And you know where the big fish takes him? Back over to where he started. He's going this way. He gets chunked off the boat. And the fish takes him out, spits him out on dry ground, and he goes running. You know, it's like God said, whoop, wrong way, let me help you. Bring you back, turn you back the other way. You see, I don't think people take the call of God serious enough anymore. Preachers are quitting. Church members are quitting. By quitting, I don't mean quitting coming to church. I mean quitting serving. You know what I've discovered? I've heard very often people say, well, you know, I need a rest. I need a break. We all need a break. But what they do is they use it as an excuse to quit. Well, you know, I just need a little break. I'm going to take time off. God don't grant 2-year vacations, 3-year vacations, 5-year vacations. No, don't get me wrong. We all take vacation. We need a little time off. Pastors even take sabbaticals of, you know, having an extended period. I get all that and understand all that. But let me tell you something. You are here for a purpose. And that purpose is to serve the Lord. To use the gifts that God has given you to make disciples. Now, what was Jonah's real problem? Well, the reason Jonah ran was this. Okay? Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. Assyria was a longtime enemy of the nation of Israel. Israel hated Assyria. Therefore, Jonah hated the Assyrians. Nineveh was right there in the middle of it all. And they were a violent, brutal people who were a longtime threat to Israel. And so the thought of Nineveh to an Israelite was like, God, just wipe them off the map so we don't have to deal with them. So when God calls Jonah to Nineveh, Jonah's not saying, God, I don't want to preach. He's saying, God, I don't want to preach to them. He's not saying, God, I don't want to go. He's saying, I don't want to go to them. You see the difference? A lot of people are saying, God, I'll serve, but I'll serve on my terms. No, sir. No, sir. God calls you. He has the right to place you where he wants you to serve. See, the real reason that Jonah did not want to preach in Nineveh is because he knew he would preach and they would repent. And if they repented, God would forgive them. That's how it works, right? And as a matter of fact, you read this in Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. After he's preached to them and they've repented and turned back to God. And so God doesn't destroy them. And Jonah gets mad. And this is what Jonah said to God. In Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. He said, "So he prayed to the Lord and said, 'Ah, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.'" Jonah's saying, "God, I told you they would repent, and I told you you would forgive them. And God, I did not come here to get them forgiven. I came here to see them wiped off the map." You look at it. Wow, this is a man of God. Yeah, this is a man of God. Was he right? No, he was not right. But he didn't have a heart for his people. For the people that God sent him to. You know, as I pondered that, I thought, how appropriate that is for where we are today. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 speaks of the day when the love of many will wax cold. And quite honestly, the love in the church is in that direction. It's happening to God's people as we see the condition of the world and we look and we say, "Thank God, just wipe them off the map. God, just get them all." And so we become bitter. Angry. And we display that bitterness toward the world. Now listen to me. Do you know why God has not wiped wicked people off the map yet? Because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. You know, I look at the ungodliness and the sin and the way we just thumb our nose at God, and sometimes it just, you know, I get angry and stirred and I want to pray, "God, get them all." But God doesn't want to get them all. He wants them to repent. I've discovered that our God is a God of mercy, of grace, of love, and forgiveness. And I've discovered that I cannot be bitter and hateful and display the love, forgiveness, and grace of a wonderful God. See, that was Jonah's problem. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, I'm told, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." That's who I'm supposed to be. And here's a fact. Salt and light cannot exist among hatred and bitterness. I'm not saying that we put our approval on sin. I'm not saying that we put our approval on immorality, whatever that immorality is. No, we stand upon the principles of the Word of God. But what I am saying is that we cannot afford to quit caring about people. Because if we do not preach repentance to them, they will not repent. That's who we're called to be in 2021. With that in mind, I want to challenge the entire membership of Victory to obedience. in all things in 2021. As we begin a new year, this is the slogan for the study, okay? Obedience in all things. Lord, whatever you call me to do, wherever you send me, whatever you want me to do, that's what I want to do. Obedience in all things. You know, there was a time in my life that would make me a little bit nervous. Doesn't make me nervous anymore. Now see, I know that whatever God calls me to do, He has my best interest at heart. And He has your best interest at heart. Whatever God calls you to do, you don't have to be afraid, because you're the child of God. I'm a child of God. And I know how I feel about my own children, and knowing that God loves me even more than I'm capable of loving my own children. He's not going to mess up my life. He's going to make my life good, worth living. What can you do in 2021? You can be obedient to God's call. But it comes down to a decision, a choice. You see, this can't just be a church motto, obedience in all things. It comes down to an individual decision. Lord, I don't... And you may be here today and you don't really know in particular what God is calling you to do. That's all right. That's okay. You just make it your prayer, Lord, wherever you send, I'll go. Here am I, Lord, send me. Whatever you ask me to do, Lord, that's what I want to do. That's my challenge to you today. On the last day of the last Sunday of 2020, let's tell the Lord we'll be obedient in all things. We'll follow. You remember that song? Where He leads, I follow. Follow all the way. Are you ready to do that? That's my prayer for this church as we start the new year. You may be here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to take just a moment and I want to tell you, hell is real. Hell was not prepared for you, but it's a place of torment that burns forever and ever. And that torment is never quenched. It was prepared for Satan and his angels, not for you. But if you don't choose Jesus, you will spend eternity in hell. See, God gave His only Son that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Have you placed your faith and your trust in the Son of God, Jesus Christ? If not, this invitation is for you. You say, well, Brother Doug, I don't want to give up this. And, you know, I just not right now. One of these days, listen, all you're guaranteed is today. Don't put it off. Don't walk out of here in disobedience. Come forward and receive Jesus as your Savior. Whatever your spiritual need is, now's decision time. When Jonah came to decision time, he bought him a ticket and headed the other way. What are you going to do? Our Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder today that we must be obedient to your call. And Father, help us that we may be sensitive to your call, recognize your direction, and without hesitation, go in that direction. Father, I know that we're still here for a reason. The reason of this church is to carry out the Great Commission. Father, I pray that you'd open up doors so that we may do so. I pray, Lord, that you'll send us missionaries that we may support. I pray that you'll send us missionaries that we may sponsor and be a sending church, Lord, to new works. I pray, Lord, that you'll open up witnessing doors of opportunity for all of us. that we may be found declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world in 2021. And Father, we pray that You would send Your Son Jesus to return to this earth and get His children. We look forward to that day when we all meet Jesus in the air. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Would you stand?